It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good afternoon, everyone, from the battleground in New Madison, Ohio, as we get set for WOAC girls basketball this afternoon, taking on the MAC as the Tri-Village Lady Patriots play host to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good afternoon once again. My name is Josh Overholser, welcoming you into our Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating pregame show. Big thanks to Rick Elliott back at the WTGR studios for us this afternoon here as well. Before we dive in too much, we'll take a quick moment to thank all of our sponsors that make basketball possible on Tiger Country. Those are Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating, the Graves Fair and Insurance Agency, Holman's Insurance, Ansonia Lumber Company, Buffalo Wild Wings, CF Peppelman Pepcon, the Koblenz Agency, Dickman Supply, EB Real Estate, Eric Biggs, State Farm Insurance, Flag Lumber Company, Flory Landscaping, Bullenkamp's Frenchtown Trailer Sales, G&G Floor Fashions, GNB Banking Centers, Hamilton Auto Sales, HometownOpportunity.com, Hometown, Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, RJ Warner Insurance Agency, Roland Truck and Equipment, Schlechte Sports Bar and Grill, SRL Trout Wine Insurance, The Whistle Stop, The Sure Shot Tap House, The Jewelry Barn, For Sales Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, Wayne Healthcare, and Warch Lumber. Big thanks to all those folks, and also the folks Fort Recovery Radio tuning in today, simulcasting with them. So welcome aboard to the folks listening on Fort Recovery Radio this afternoon. Tri-Village, they're the number two ranked team in the state of Ohio in Division Four, 18-2 overall this year, a perfect 10-0 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Fort Recovery, they come into this one with a record of 5 wins, 14 losses. They are 2-6 in the MAC. Tri-Village, of course, led by head coach Brad Gray, and Holly Gans leads the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Junior varsity contest, that wrapped up just a few moments ago. Fort Recovery got the victory in that one. Final score, 41-14. It is senior day here at Tri-Village, as six seniors recognized just a few moments ago, those being the 5'7 senior Molly Scanlon, Delaney Gray, Caitlin Robinson, Megan Downing, Maddie Bennett, and Chloe Godown. An impressive tenure for this group of six seniors here at Tri-Village, as this senior team has seen the Tri-Village Lady Patriots go 90-9 over their four-year tenure here at Tri-Village. So again, Molly Scanlon, Delaney Gray, Caitlin Robinson, Megan Downing, Maddie Bennett, and Chloe Godown. Congratulations to those six. Their final time playing ball here in the battleground. I'm going to try to go out with a victory here against Fort Recovery this afternoon. We'll take a quick break here on our Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at this afternoon's matchup. We'll give you stats for both teams. We'll take a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule as well and get you set for tip-off. It's Tri-Village and Fort Recovery basketball, and it's coming up next here on WTGR.com.
Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating, 8751 Burns Road in Versailles, is proud to be your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Bryant offers efficient hybrid heat and geothermal systems that can cut your heating bills in almost half. Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating has over 50 years of experience and can take care of your residential and commercial needs. Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating and Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, together doing whatever it takes. Call today at 937-526-4705 to learn how you can save.
The year was 1909. William H. Taft was president. A first-class stamp cost 2 cents. Pittsburgh won the World Series, and Ansonia Lumber Company began providing quality materials and friendly service to the community in West Central Ohio. Today, Ansonia Lumber Company remains an independent, locally owned and operated lumber yard. Their knowledgeable sales staff will gladly help you plan your next home, remodel, room addition, or agricultural building. Give Ansonia Lumber a call at 337-3111 or visit them just south of the tracks at 300 South Main Street.
It's time to get back together with your friends at B-Dub. Reunite over a shareable roster of delicious bar food from your favorite sports bar. Like crispy buffalo chicken tots and stacked ultimate nachos you can split with your whole crew. Plus juicy chicken sandwiches and loaded hand-smashed burgers that are so good, you'll wonder why you even learned to cook last year. Buffalo Wild Wings. At participating locations, delivery subject to availability, fees may apply.
CF Peppelman Incorporated and Pepcon Concrete is a proud sponsor of all Dark County athletes. They have been serving the community for more than 70 years and specialize in providing building materials to the greater Dark County market, including Miami, Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, and Randolph counties. Conveniently located in Bradford, Versailles, and Union City, CF Peppelman Incorporated is your local supplier for all your concrete, crushed limestone, natural gravel, and building supplies needs. Give us a call at 448-2191, follow us on Facebook, or visit cfpeppelman.com for more information.
No matter the sport, the difference between a winning team and a losing team often comes down to fundamentals. Here at Dickman Industrial and Electrical Supply, our winning team knows all about the fundamentals. Quality products, knowledgeable service, and fair pricing. That's what's kept us in business for over 60 years. Located in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Stop by or call to learn about our latest Eaton electrical solutions. Or visit us online at DickmanSupply.com. Dickman Supply is now a stocking distributor of solar products.
Are you ready to sell your home and you're looking for maximum exposure? Then it's time to list your property for sale with the most forward-thinking, innovative brokerage in town. ED Real Estate utilizes an innovative marketing approach and advertises your home beyond the standard real estate website. Did you know that we also market our listings on Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and LinkedIn? EB Real Estate, serving the Miami Valley. Find us, like us, follow us. EB makes it easy.
We're back at the Battleground on our Bill Arns Plumbing and Heating pregame show, getting you set for tip-off between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Lady Patriots of Dry Village High School. Taking a quick look at our upcoming broadcast schedule here, a full slate of games for you today. Our radio game that will be coming on here in just about an hour or so. The Versailles Lady Tigers will be hosting the Rushi Raiders. Pregame show will be around 2:15 with tip-off at 2:30. You can find that one live on 97.5 FM as well as online at WTGR.com. Then this evening, I'm right back here at Tri-Village High School as the boys will host the Preble Shawnee Arrows. And I'll be on WTGR.com once again. Pregame at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30. Should be a great contest, as it'll feature the number one and number two teams in the WOAC. Tri-Village number one, Preble Shawnee, trying to get there with just one loss on the year at number two. So that should be a great matchup tonight. Again, I'll have it for you here on the WTGR internet stream starting around 7:15. And on our radio side of things, it'll be the Versailles boys. They're going to travel up to Anna to take on the Rockets. Pre-game show at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30, live on 97.5. Off tomorrow for Sunday, of course, then back in action on Monday, Bradford Girls Tournament Basketball, as it'll be the Southeastern Trojans versus the Bradford Railroaders. It'll be at Trotwood Madison High School, live on the radio with a pregame show around 5:15, tip-off at 5:30 on 97.5. Still finalizing our tournament schedule coming up, but of course, we'll have a full slate of games, try to cover as many Dark County teams for you as we can on both the girls and boys side of things. As always, your best resource to stay up to date on when and where we'll be is to go to WTGR.com and click on the sports tab at the top of the page. Again, Tri-Village and girls basketball, they're leading the conference 10-0 in league play, 18-2 overall, one game ahead of Arcanum, who's 10-1 in the conference, also 18-2 overall. Arcanum's lone league loss, of course, coming to these Patriots of Tri-Village. You have Preble Shawnee there in third at 8-2. Dixie, National Trail, and Mississinewa Valley, all 6-4 in the league. Nice season for the Lady Blackhawks, too. Give them a quick shout-out, as they've had a rough stretch of games, but getting themselves a winning record in league play, winning record overall as well, as they're 12-8 overall in the season. In terms of the MAC, take a look at the standings there. New Knoxville leading the way. They're 7-0 in league play, 17-2 overall. Marion Local, New Bremen next at 6-1. Minster's at 5-2 in conference play. Parkway at 3-4. Coldwater at 4-2. And then you have the Fort Recovery Lady Indians there at 2-6. A little bit of a drop off for Fort Recovery. Nice season 1 year ago as they were 6-3 in league play and finished the year 16-6 overall. Other games involving WOAC teams going on in girls basketball today. Carroll at Arcanum, Newton at Milton, and National Trail at Legacy Christian. Taking up a quick break here on our Bill Irons Plumbing and Heating pregame show. We'll dig into some stats and give you the matchup on these two teams. That's coming up next here on WTGR.com and simulcasting with Fort Recovery Radio.
Looking for a full-service lumber yard? Check out Flag Lumber in New Madison, serving the area since 1888. Flag Lumber is a locally owned lumber yard offering pole buildings, doors and windows, roofing, siding, and cabinets. You can even design your kitchen or bath. Flags can also assist you with your new home, in addition or remodel. Free delivery available, including to your rooftop. That's Flag Lumber, West Wayne in New Madison, and open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, and Saturday, 7 to 11:30. Call 996-1141 or on the web at flaglumber.com. Or check them out on Facebook.
It's basketball season where everyone hopes that their hard work will produce a championship. If you are looking to have your lawn or landscape look like a champion, Flory Landscaping and Lawn Care is the answer at 548-2200. Flory Landscaping and Lawn Care is Dart County's award-winning landscape and lawn care service. Call 548-2200 today and let Flory Landscaping and Lawn Care's hard work make your lawn or landscape look like a champion. We wish all area teams the best of luck this season. Remember, you're all champions.
Koblenz Agency has been providing auto, home, life, health, business, crop, and farm insurance for over 80 years. Visit Brenda and Jennifer at our new location just north of New Madison, 1886 State Route 121 North, or call 937-996-1581 for your free insurance review. That's Koblenz Agency, 937-996-1581 in New Madison.
At the Battleground, here on our Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating pregame show, Josh Overhalser with you taking a look at some stats for both of these squads. As always, stats brought to you by Lathod Industrial and Welding Supplies. We'll start with the Lady Patriots of Tri-Village. Four players averaging in double figures on this squad, led by Riley Sagister, who's averaging 16 points a game, 15 a game from Morgan Hunt, 11 points per game from Megan Downing, who's averaging a double-double with 11 points and 11 rebounds per contest. Nearly a double-double from Morgan Hunt as well. She's averaging, again, 15 points, 9 rebounds. And then Tori Richards also averaging 11 points per game and 5 rebounds per game. Delaney Gray averages 5 a game. Maddie Bennett, 3 a game. And then on down from there. But again, four players all averaging double figures for the Tri-Village Lady Patriots: Riley Sagister, Morgan Hunt, Megan Downing, and Tori Richards. That will make it tough to defend for Coach Holly Gann's squad. On Tri-Village, they average 62 points per game offensively. They're giving up 32 a game. So, again, average margin of victory at 30 points for Tri-Village. They average 34 rebounds per game, 16 assists, 12 turnovers, 11 steals, 8 blocks per game, 8 blocks per game. They shoot 45% from the floor, 70% as a team from the charity stripe, and 35% from beyond the arc as well. Their leading three-point shooter is Riley Sagister with 74 made three-point baskets on the year. Delaney Gray with 31 made threes. Tori Richards with 25. Moving over to Fort Recovery, they average 35 points per game on offense. They give up 46 per game to their opponent. Again, they are 5-14 overall, 2-6 in the MAC, led in scoring by Mara Pearson, the 5'11 sophomore. She averages 11 points per game. She's the only player in double figures for Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel, the 6'3 senior, next in scoring as she averages just under 7 points per game. Callie Wendell also averaging 4.4 points per game. Those are some of the players to keep your eye on for Fort Recovery. Those look at your stats, and again, as always, they're brought to you by Lathod Industrial and Welding Supplies. For Tri-Village, their most recent matchup came back on February 1st, a 59-27 victory over Tecumseh. Next up is Monday. They are at Preble Shawnee. That will wrap up the regular season before they get into tournament play. Taking a look at Fort Recovery, their most recent matchup was a 37-31 win against Troy Christian. They are next up on a Monday, home against Minster, before wrapping up the season Tuesday, home against Salina. That Minster game is a makeup game that was supposed to be played Thursday, but of course, virtually everything shut down in the area on Thursday due to the winter storm. We'll take another quick break here on our Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating pregame show. When we come back, it's time for a look at our Wirtz Lumber starting lineups and tip-off right here on WTGR.com.
Looking for a new flatbed for your pickup? Before you buy anywhere else, see Full & Cam's Frenchtown Trailer Sales. We're your authorized CM truck bed dealer, and our friendly staff can help you find the right CM truck bed for your specific needs. And we offer custom installation of your new CM truck bed, too. Come see us at 11465 Mansion Road in Versailles.
So you better think twice before you buy anywhere else.
Call toll-free 1-866-217-7440 and see us online at FrenchTownTrailer.com.
Are you looking for quality, name-brand flooring priced to fit your budget? Do you dread the thought of wandering endless aisles of flooring products with no idea what will work best in your home or business? Are you hoping to work with professionals trained to help you find the right products for all your flooring projects? Then look no further. Come to G&G Floor Fashion and meet the team that won the Daily Advocate Reader's Choice Poll for Dark County's number one flooring store. G&G Floor Fashion, the good guys with the best buy, serving all your flooring needs since 2003.
It's your life and you call the shots, but when the unexpected happens, you need a strong team to help you rebound. At the Graysburn Insurance Agency, we can assist you with selecting the best insurance for your needs. We're proud to support companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. If you want to protect your auto, home, farm, or business, you want Ohio Mutual on your team. The ball is in your court. Give us a call at the Graysburn Insurance Agency at 937-692-5318. We'd love to help you evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Wrapping up our Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating pregame show and getting you set for tip-off between the Tri-Village Lady Patriots and the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. We took a look at their most recent matchups before the break, but we do have tournament brackets set, so real quick here, let's take a look at those. Tri-Village, they'll be in action. They're the number one seed overall in the Trotwood-Madison High School section of the Division IV girls bracket. They will match up against East Dayton Christian Wednesday, February 9th, 5:30 tip-off time. That's their first round matchup for Fort Recovery. They take on Waynesfield Goshen. Fort Recovery, the 6th seed. They'll play the 8th seed, Waynesfield Goshen, at Wapakoneta on February 17th at 7:30, the tip time in that one. Time now, broke at our starting lineups, brought to you by Works Lumber. We start with Fort Recovery. 5'10 senior number 4, Grace Guggenbiller. A 5'4 sophomore number 5, Callie Wendell. 5'9 junior number 15, Alexis Wendell. A 5'11 sophomore number 22, Mara Pearson. And a 6'3 senior number 32, Whitley Rammel. Indians are coached by Holly Gans for Tri-Village. 5'7 junior number 4, Riley Sagister. A 5'3 senior number 10, Delaney Gray. A 5'11 junior number 14, Morgan Hunt. 6'2 senior number 20, Megan Downing. And a 5'7 junior number 21, Tori Richards. Patriots are coached by Brad Gray. Indians in their road purple with white numbers and white trim. Tri-Village in their home white with red numbers, red and blue trim. Tri-Village will travel from left to right. Fort Recovery from right to left. Our officials are Scott Bistrick, Thomas Graham, and Luscious Therese. The tip is up, controlled by Tri-Village, and we are underway. Patriots with the ball. They get it into Downing, working the left block, getting it out to Gray. Now working the perimeter, top of the key here to Hunt. Hunt hands it off to Riley Sagister between the circles. She dribbles to her right where she hands off to Tori Richards. Richards cuts back to her left at the three-point arc. Now top of the key, Sagister thought about the long three. Now goes back to Richards on the left wing. Richards uses her dribble back to Sagister now. Here between the circles, going to her left, finds Downing at the three-point arc on the left wing. Now back to Hunt. Hunt gets a screen. Pretty good pressure here from Fort Recovery defensively, not allowing a good open look. Here's Richards. Now to Riley Sagister. She dribbles to her left at the left point, stops and pops a three. It's well off the mark. Rebound is loose on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow will point to Fort Recovery. 0-0 here early first period. 49 seconds elapsed. All of them on that Tri-Village possession. Now here's the Indians with it. And they bring it across at the center stripe. Wendell, that's Callie Wendell with it. A man defense look here being shown by Tri-Village to start. Top of the key with it. Open to the three-point line is Whitley Rammel. Well, that's now. She does take it now. She hesitated. She shot it there. It's no good. Rebound to Richards and Tri-Village. Richards brings it up from left to right. Now to Hunt, right back to Richards, who sets up the offense between the circles. It's like a man defense look from Fort Recovery here as well. Far side with it is Sagister into the post to Downing. Back to Sagister. High on the left. Riley bounce passes it to Richards over the right. Right back to Sagister now between the circles. And now to Hunt. To Downing. Good ball movement here from Tri-Village, but good D by Fort Recovery. I don't know if an open look. Now here's Sagister wide open top of the key. And she knocks down the three-point basket to put the Patriots on the scoreboard first. 3-0 on that Digman Supply scoreboard. Out of bounds tip here As Tri-Village was bringing some full court pressure, Megan Downing tips it out of bounds, but possession will stay with Fort Recovery with 6:08 left here in our opening period of play. To inbound is Grace Guggenbiller for the Indians. And again, good defensive pressure, and once again, Tri-Village able to get a hand on it. That's Delaney Gray, swats it out of bounds, but again, it will stay with Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller inbounds, gets it in to Pearson. They work their way up the floor and now get it across the timeline with Guggenbiller over on the near side wing. Rammel. Rammel gets it to Alexis Wendell. At the top of the key, over right side to Wendell. That's Callie Wendell. And shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, though, and a shot up and in. And I believe that was Callie Wendell. The official got in the way. Indeed it was. So Callie Wendell gets the basket to put them on. Fort Recovery on the board, 3-2. Here's Sagister for three. Her shot rattles out, no good. Rebound, Rammel. Nice job getting the rebound, but she walked, says the official, as she fell down. So it'll be Tri-Village basketball. 3-2 our score. Tri-Village on top, 5:28 left, first period. There's Tori Richards on the left side wing. Richards gets it to Sagister. She was open momentarily. That closed up quickly. With some good defense there from Alexis Wendell. Here's Morgan Hunt, high on the left. Checked defensively by Pearson. Hunt passes it down, loaded Downing, working the left block. Now handoff to Sagister, who tries to drive. It'll be a blocking foul. Should be called on Rammel here. And it is. So that'll be Rammel's first. Team's first. And the Patriots will have it out of bounds on the baseline, leading by a point with 5:09 left, opening period. Morgan Hunt cuts to the basket. Beautiful move. Sneaks in behind Pearson. And Hunt puts it up and in. That's her first basket. And the Patriot lead is 5-2. Full court pressure nearly results in a turnover, but a nice job by the Indians beating it. Here's Rammel down low. Shot up. No good. But she is fouled by Megan Downing. And Rammel will go to the line for two. Rammel, the 6'3 senior, averages 7 points per contest. We'll look for her first points here on this trip to the stripe. Puts her first up and knocks it through. Makes it 5-3. Tri-Village on top with 4:55 left, opening period. Rammel second on its way, and this one is also good. Nothing but nylon. And draws the Indians to within a point, 5-4, on the Digman Supply scoreboard. Sagister brings it across that center timeline. Dribbles to her right. Bounce passes it off to Richards on the wing. Now working back far side. Delaney Gray back to Sagister now. She dribbles in toward the free throw line. Tries to feed Downing down low. Kicks it out to Hunt. Hunt. Ball fakes. Takes a two. It is no good. And the rebound goes to Fort Recovery in the form of Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller going to be called with the offensive foul for swinging her elbows. That's her first, team second. Indian fans do not like the call. And Coach Holly Gans talking to the official about it, but the call will stand. It'll be, again, her first, team second, and will give Tri-Village the basketball with 4:32 left in her opening period. Here's Hunt with the inbound pass, tries to back down her defender, now goes high post to the left elbow to Downing, and now to Riley Sagister. Sagister takes an NBA range three and knocks it down from the left point. Riley Sagister with a couple of big three-point baskets to open up the game here, and that puts Tri-Village in front 8-4 on the Dickman Supply scoreboard. Rammel with it for 4 recovery, and pass is going to be poked out of bounds off of Sagister. Possession stays with the Indians. Approaching the midway mark of quarter number one, Tri-Village 8, Fort Recovery 4. Rammel takes the high inbound pass. We'll hand it off to Pearson. Pearson wants to drive and puts up a shot. Tough shot from the right block. It's no good. Rebound goes to Megan Downing and Tri-Village. Now here's Hunt up the floor to Sagister. She'll shoot another three. Right wing knocks it down. Sagister with three three-point baskets here early in the contest. Puts the Tri-Village Patriots in front 11-4. Indians with a basketball. Rammel will bring it up the floor. Loses her dribble. And now regathers, open with it on the left block, but missing it there, didn't use the glass on the left block, was Grace Guggenbiller. Well off the mark with the shot. Tri-Village with the rebound. Here's Hunt for three. It's no good. Offensive rebound from Downing. Backs down the defender. Shot up. No good. But she's fouled and will shoot two. foul is on Whitley Rammel. So that is now her second, team's third. Two quick fouls in the first 5 minutes on Rammel. We'll see if Coach Gans leaves her in the contest here as Downing goes to the line for two. Her first is good. Downing, a 70% free throw shooter on the year. Checking in for Fort Recovery, Kennedy Mullenkamp, the 6 foot freshman. And now Rammel will sit as well with that second foul. Replacing her in the lineup is the 5'6 junior number 24, Maddie Guggenbiller. One more free throw coming here for Megan Downing, and she knocks them both down. And that will extend the Tri-Village lead to 13-4. Full court pressure once again by the Patriots. Indians able to beat it. They get it across the stripe to Pearson. Mara Pearson dribbles free throw line, loses her dribble, and players converge on the ground. It'll be an alternate possession, and the arrow will point to the Lady Patriots. 13-4, the score in favor of Tri-Village. 3 minutes left in our opening period of play. Hunt with it. Some full-court pressure by Fort Recovery that Tri-Village now able to beat with Sagister. Now to Tori Richards here between the circles. She dribbles to her left at the left side wing now. Gets a pass off to Sagister, feeding Downing down low, working that left block, and she gets it up and in. Good shot by Megan Downing, up and in over the 5'10 senior Grace Guggenbiller for Fort Recovery. Makes the score 15-4. Tri-Village's largest. Tri-Village's pressure comes up with a turnover here. Here's Hunt, and her shot too strong off the glass. Megan Downing there for the rebound, gets the put back and the foul. Foul will be on Grace Guggenbiller. That is her second, team's fourth. So Grace Guggenbiller and Whitley Rammel each with two fouls. Basket good by Downing, who will shoot one. But first, it's a timeout taken by Coach Holly Gans of Fort Recovery. We will step aside as well. Tri-Village 17, Fort Recovery 4 here on WTGR.com.
Sooner or later, just about every business needs financing in order to grow. Whether it's to purchase a building, equipment, fund operating expenses, purchase another business, or any other business-related need, the lenders at GMB Banking Centers are experienced professionals who will get to know you and your business, coordinating the financial products and services necessary to carry you into the future. Go to bankgmb.bank to find out more, or call 937-548-1114 to speak to a loan officer. Choose GMB for all your business loan needs.
Right now, one of three drivers is cruising around a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Eric Biggs in Versailles can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Eric Biggs in Versailles and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Full timeout by Coach Holly Gann, as she needs to find something to get her squad going here. They've fallen in a hole 17-4 to the Tri-Village Lady Patriots here late in the first period of play. Megan Downing converted a basket and will now go to the line for a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Again, a 70% free-throw shooter on the year is Downing, and she's 2-for-2 so far this afternoon. And make that 3-for-3 as the free throw goes in and extends the lead now to 18-4. In favor of the home team on the scoreboard. Indians with the basketball. They bring it across the stripe. That's Pearson. And the nice dish to Alexis Wendell on the left block. And Wendell puts the basket up and in. Makes it 18-6 on the Dickman Supply scoreboard. Tri-Village now with the ball. Sagister between the circles. Checked defensively by Alexis Wendell. Now down low to Megan Downing, who splits the defense and gets the left-handed layup up and in. Downing having a nice first quarter with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points of Tri-Village's 20, and Tri-Village again on top 20-6. And a foul will be called here against Tri-Village. It'll go on Morgan Hunt with the block as the Patriots were again applying that full court pressure. It's Hunt's first, team's second. Indians to inbound from right in front of the Tri-Village bench. Inbounding duties go to Pearson. Gets it in to Maddie Guggenbiller. Nice pass down. Whoa! Shot up. No good, though, from Callie Wendell. Rebound goes to Tri-Village in the form of Hunt. Hunt takes up the floor herself. Finds Richards. Richards with the layup attempt too strong off the glass. But Hunt is there for the rebound. And Morgan gets the putback. It is 22-6 now in favor of Tri-Village. Patriots still bringing that full court pressure here against the Indians. It comes up with a turnover. Here's Richards with the right hand and layup in transition. That's the first basket of the day for Torrey. And it's an 18-point Tri-Village lead. Indians with the ball. Once again, full court pressure from Tri-Village. Here is going to be Matty Guggenbiller. Loses it out of bounds. It's off of Tri-Village. Possession will stick with the Indians. A couple of substitutions going to check in here for Tri-Village, as Molly Scanlon, the 5'7 senior, comes into the contest, as does Bella Black, the 5'10 sophomore. They will replace Torrey Richards and Delaney Gray in the lineup. 1:13 left, opening period. Fort Recovery inbounds. Here's a long two-point jumper. Left side wing just rattled out. No good for Callie Wendell. And the rebound goes to Tri-Village. Up the floor to Scanlon. And it's a turnover. Fort Recovery comes away with the basketball now with under a minute to play in the first half. Right side wing with it is Matty Guggenbiller. She will drive, loses control, but it's regathered by Callie Wendell before going out of bounds. Wendell uses her dribble, checked defensively by Sagaster. Danger of getting a five-second call now. Gets the pass off to Alexis Wendell. She's at the free throw line. And back to Callie Wendell. Callie with a pass on the near side wing here to Matty Guggenbiller. 30 seconds left. Now shot from the left. Elbow up, rattles out. No good for Alexis Wendell. Rebound goes to Sagaster. And Tri-Village up the floor to Megan Downing, who puts the left hand and layup. Up and in. Great first period from Megan Downing. She's got 11 points, and it's a 20-point Tri-Village lead. Going to have a foul here against Tri-Village prior to the inbound pass for Fort Recovery. That'll be on Riley Sagaster, her first and team's third. Indians with the ball, full court pressure once again by Tri-Village with 16 seconds left in their opening frame. And a turnover once again. Here's Hunt. Gets the steal and goes up for the shot. It's no good, but she's fouled. Foul will be on Callie Wendell, her first team's fifth. And Hunt goes to the line to shoot two. First trip to the line this afternoon. She's 68% on the year, and she knocks in free throw number one. 27-6 now, our score. The Patriots on top, and the second free throw rattles out. No good for Hunt. Rebound goes to Fort Recovery. They'll have 8 seconds to shoot. Up the floor they go. Here's Alexis Wendell. Right block shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shot is blocked. To get another block shot on a putback. Hunt comes down with the rebound, and the horn will sound. One period in the books, and it is Tri-Village 27, Fort Recovery 6. Second period coming up next here on WTGR.com. as well as our simulcast partner this afternoon, Fort Recovery Radio.
Warm up this winter with a vehicle from Hamilton Auto Sales on North Broadway. They offer a great selection of quality vehicles in a reasonable price range, like a 2014 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon 4x4, only 49,000 miles, all black with a removable hardtop, $37,995. Or check out their entire inventory on the web at HamiltonAutoSalesLLC.com. Hamilton Auto Sales, 141 North Broadway, next to the Maydrake, 937-548-1175.
Are you looking for an employee, or are you an individual looking for an employer? HometownOpportunity.com, still the same great free service for employers and for individuals looking for their next career. Now, HometownOpportunity.com has been updated. Employers have more control to edit, delete, and repost jobs. And those looking for a job, it's still simple, free, and user-friendly. Visit HometownOpportunity.com to connect with local companies and talent in the Dark, Mercer, Auglaize, Shelby, and surrounding counties. Remember to tune in on Fridays for Find a Job Friday.
It is all home team so far for the number two ranked Tri-Village Lady Patriots, getting it done from both beyond the arc and inside. Riley Sagaster with 3 3-point baskets, 11 points inside as well from Megan Downing. Morgan Hunt also with 5, Torrey Richards with 2, as Tri-Village is on top 27-6. Second period underway, ball batted out of bounds by Morgan Hunt. Possession here stays with Fort Recovery and the Lady Indians, and a loose ball on the floor. Several players converge on it, and the officials will signal for a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Tri-Village. 7:43 left here, first half. Again, for Tri-Village, they'll wrap up their season Monday at Preble Shawnee before jumping into tournament basketball on Wednesday. We'll break down the tournament brackets for you here later on in the broadcast. Full Recovery with the ball shot in the paint there. No good from Callie Wendell. Tri-Village comes down with the rebound. That's Morgan Hunt. Hunt quickly up the floor to Downing. Dangerous kind of pass there. It goes out of bounds, but it's off of Full Recovery, so possession will stay with Tri-Village on the baseline. Senior day for the Patriots. Six seniors on the roster. Molly Scanlon, Delaney Gray, Caitlin Robinson, Megan Downing, Maddie Bennett, Chloe Godown. Shot up and in again for Riley Sagister. Meanwhile, from the far corner, she now has 4 3-point baskets and 12 points. As we're going to have a foul here against Tri-Village the other way. They'll go on Molly Scantlin. That's her first. Team's fourth. And a couple of subs for Tri-Village. Delaney Gray and Tori Richards will check back in. They will replace Molly Scantlin and Bella Black in the Lady Patriot lineup. Tri-Village will have the ball out of bounds here on the baseline. Inbound pass. Shot up. No good for Pearson. Offensive rebound for Alexis Wendell. Her put back. No good. Another offensive rebound for Wendell. Another. This time it's blocked. A few second chance opportunities for Fort Recovery. Can they take advantage? Rammel drives, and Rammel gets the shot up and in. Whitney Rammel now has 4, makes the score 30-8. Far side, Delaney Gray, Morgan Hunt, top of the key, tries to beat Downing, down low on the block. Good defense there from Rammel. Shot no good, rebound Fort Recovery. The Indians with it. Here's Pearson. Pearson to Mullenkamp. Now I'm back to Pearson. Over the right side wing now. Fort Recovery, that's Alexis Wendell. Now to Callie Wendell. And over to Whitley Rammel on the right side wing. She finds Kennedy Mullenkamp between the circles. 6:15 left, first half. Right side wing with it, that's Pearson. Good defense from Tori Richards. Speeds it down low, tipped out of bounds off of Hunt. They were trying to feed Kennedy Mullenkamp there on the left block. Tipped out of bounds by Tri-Village. Indians will have it out of bounds on the baseline. To inbound will be Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp trying to find a cutter. Goes in toward Rammel in the paint. Rammel backs down Downing. Her shot is blocked partially by Downing and no good. Up the floor come Tri-Village the other way. And Downing's shot's no good, but she draws a foul. It'll be on Rammel, and that is her third and team's sixth. Puts Downing at the line where she is a perfect 3-for-3 so far this afternoon. 30-8 is our score. Tri-Village on top. Downing's first is good. Substitution as Grace Guggenbiller will come in to replace Rammel, who very early here has picked up 3 fouls in this contest. Megan Downing's second is up and in. She is a perfect 5-of-5. At the charity stripe for Tri-Village this afternoon, extends the Patriot lead to 32-8. Just under 6 minutes left here, opening half of play. On the left with it is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now over the far side wing is Pearson. Down low, shot up and in for the right block for Alexis Wendell. She's got 4. And that will give Fort Recovery double digits, making it 32-10. Delaney Gray for 3. Far side corner, it's off the mark. And a foul on Tori Richards on the rebound. Her first, team's fifth. It'll be Fort Recovery basketball. 32-10 is our score. The home team on top with 5 minutes, 30 seconds left in our first half. And here come the Indians. Here's a shot from the right wing for 2 that is no good. For Alexis Wendell, rebound Tri-Village, up the floor to Megan Downing, kicks it out to Delaney Gray in the corner. Here's Sagister, Hunt, top of the key for 3, no. Rebound offensively for Megan Downing. Downing tries to feed Gray in the corner again. Gray shakes off her defender, goes to Downing, high post, tries to feed Hunt, low post, and Morgan Hunt puts it up and in from the right side. Hunt now with 7 points, and the lead is 34-10. In favor of Tri-Village, and Tri-Village's pressure comes up with yet another turnover. Here's Hunt. Hunt kicks it to Richards, to Delaney Gray. Left wing for 3. Got it. Delaney Gray, that's her first basket, and timeout has been taken. It is all Patriots here in this one so far. 37-10 on the Dickman Supply scoreboard. 4:44 left first half. We step aside on Tiger Country.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why Homans Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact Homans Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agency, at 937-526-4177 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
But when it rains, it pours, and for Fort Recovery, everything going in for Tri-Village right now as the Patriots converting from outside with 5 3-point baskets, 4 of them from Riley Sagister, 1 from Delaney Gray, and getting the job done inside as well with Morgan Hunt and Megan Downing, and also the charity stripe as the Patriots are 6 of 7 from the line so far. Everything going in for Tri-Village, making it tough here for Fort Recovery. They'll try to settle down here out of the second timeout called by Coach Holly Gans. 4:35 left in the half. Tipped basketball goes into the backcourt. And no, was not tipped. So it'll be a backcourt violation against Fort Recovery, and Tri-Village will come up with the ball here yet again. A 27-point Tri-Village Patriot lead. And some blood looks like here with Megan Downing, so she will check out. They'll get the trainer and get that bandaged up here real quick. And checking in to replace her in the lineup is going to be Maddie Bennett, another senior here on this senior day. Patriots to inbound. They get it into Hunt. Morgan Hunt trying to find an open cutter somewhere. She'll take one dribble and kick it out to the outlet player and Tori Richards. Sagister screening for the ball, but she is being face guarded. Nicely done there by Alexis Wendell. Now here comes Maddie Bennett with a down low. Kick it out to Delaney Gray, far side. Sagister now high on the left. Good defense there. Again, tight face guarding basically from Alexis Wendell. And now here's Hunt. Hunt kicks it out to Delaney Gray in the far side corner. Halfway through period number two. Hunt to Tori Richards, open for three near side wing. Instead, she'll dish it to Hunt here. Hunt swings it to Delaney Gray, far side in the corner. She will launch a three. Got it. Delaney Gray for three. That's her second three. Patriots with 6 threes so far in this one. Indians the other way. Layup no good from Pearson. And the rebound goes to Tri-Village. Hunt up the floor. Richards. Richards to Gray. Gray for three again. And she's got it again. Delaney Gray has 3 threes, all in the second, and Tri-Village leads 43-10. Indians with the ball. Far side wing, Kennedy Mellencamp. Mellencamp trying to find an open cutter. No one there. She'll take it, continuing to use her dribble, and now she gets it to Callie Wendell. And now to Guggenbiller. That's Grace Guggenbiller between the circles. And now coming over near side, Alexis Wendell. Alexis, using her dribble, goes far side on the wing. This is it to Grace Guggenbiller, drives baseline and has her shot blocked by Hunt, but they'll say Hunt also gets the foul. It's her second and team's sixth. And that will put Grace Guggenbiller at the line, the 5'10 senior, looking for her first points today. She'll try to pick them up at the charity stripe. Well, no, she won't. They'll say the foul was on the floor. And Fort Recovery will have it out of bounds here on the baseline. Substitution for Tri-Village, Megan Downing comes back in and replaces Maddie Bennett. Indians fans don't understand the call, thinking it shouldn't be a shooting foul. That's what I thought as well, but officials say it's on the floor. Here's a shot in the paint, up and in from Alexis Wendell. She's got 6 now. It makes the score 43-12 on the Dickman Supply scoreboard. Hunt the other way, gets tied up. Possession arrow will point to Tri-Village. No, excuse me, will point to Fort Recovery, rather. Indians with the ball. 43-12 is our score. Tri-Village on top with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the second quarter. Callie Wendell comes near side. Wendell dishes it off on the left wing to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp tries to find someone down low. Calling for the ball is Alexis Wendell, but good deep from Delaney Gray, denying Delaney Gray, all of 5'3", but playing good post defense down low. Now driving shot blocked by Megan Downing. Kennedy Mullenkamp tried to put it up. Downing just swats it and bats it out of the air. Here's the Patriots with it. Hunt on the left point to Downing, to Sagister, cutting to the basket. And Riley, after putting up 4 threes, says she can get it done inside as well. As she puts the right-handed layup up and in, beautiful cut, beautiful dish to her. and it is now 45-12. Tri-Village with 2 minutes left in the first half of play. Grace Guggenbiller in danger of a five-second call, and just before the five-second call is made, Coach Holly Gann will take a timeout, and we will step aside here momentarily as well. Tri-Village 45, Fort Recovery 12, late in the first half on Tiger Country.
On December 1st, 1891, in Springfield, Massachusetts, James Naismith hung two half-bushel peach baskets on the opposite ends of a gymnasium. Naismith was a phys ed teacher who wanted to develop a team sport with running, jumping, shooting, and hand-eye coordination required in handling a ball. He developed basketball. Hometown is proud to be involved in high school basketball, and we're continually developing our fiber and our new wireless internet networks. Look us up on the web, call, or come by our office. At Hometown, we're dedicated to our customers, community, and company.
An offensive clinic so far from Tri-Village here this afternoon, putting up 45 first-half points with still a minute and 54 seconds left. Coach Holly Gans for Fort Recovery has already now used her third timeout. It'll be Fort Recovery basketball coming out of the timeout. And the inbound pass goes to Pearson. Pearson gets it to Alexis Wendell on the right side. Now, top of the key with it. Grace Guggenbiller, she uses her dribble. Dishes off on the left side. Wing to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp uses her dribble. Looks to go for the right hand and layup. Shot blocked out of bounds again by Megan Downing. Downing with a number of blocks here so far early in this one. Indians to inbound from the baseline. 1:36 left first half. They go into Pearson. Pearson puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound Hunt. Hunt up the floor to Tori Richards. Richards goes up her left hand to layup. She has that block. And Fort Recovery comes away with a basketball. Grace Guggenbiller brings it across from right to left. And now works toward the right side wing and throws it away. Sagister comes up with a basketball for Tri-Village. And tries to feed Megan Downing. Pass batted away. Fort Recovery comes up with a turnover. Here come the Indians from right to left. With it is Callie Wendell. She'll spot a two. It's no good. Rebound Sagister and Tri-Village. Under 1 minute to play first half. Tri-Village 45. Fort Recovery 12. Sagister to Tori Richards on the near side wing. Now to Downing. Back to Sagister, who goes to the basket. Left-handed layup. Running. Floater. Up no good. Rebound. Fort Recovery, rather. Pearson dishes right side wing. Callie Wendell for three. And it's up and in. That's the first three-point basket of the afternoon for Fort Recovery, and it makes our score 45-15. Tri-Village on top, 25 seconds left. We'll see here if the Patriots go for the final shot of the half. Well, they won't, because they get a good look down low with Megan Downing. Downing puts it up and in from just inside the left block in the paint. 47-15 now the score. Indians with the ball, 10 seconds left. Near side wing, Kennedy Mullenkamp, down low Alexis Wendell, back to Mullenkamp, down to 5 seconds to shoot, 3 seconds to shoot, here's Wendell, 2 seconds to shoot, Guggenbiller, they're not going to get a shot off, they just do with the horn, but it's no good from Guggenbiller, and we have reached the break. At the half, Tri-Village 47, Fort Recovery 15, stay tuned, we'll come back with our Grace Farron Insurance Agency halftime report, we'll take a look at first half stats and our upcoming broadcast schedule next here on Tiger Country and streaming online with Fort Recovery Radio.
Lakeland Industrial and Welding Supply has been building a team of professionals for over 50 years to help your business grow. We understand the hard work, communication, and teamwork it takes to create a successful company. Our professional staff will take the time to help you learn the products and knowledge that will save you time and headaches. Let the Lakeland Industrial team's dedication help grow your business with locations in Coldwater and Greenville.
R.J. Warner Insurance Agencies, Incorporated, with their main office located in Arcanum and branches in Greenville and Troy, offer home, auto, farm and business insurance along with life insurance. R.J. Warner is an independent agency representing multiple companies, which allows them to cater to your insurance needs. R.J. Warner Insurance Agency, serving Dark County and the surrounding area since 1935. Give them a call today and see what they can do for you. R.J. Warner Insurance Agencies, here to help you with all your insurance needs.
Roland Truck and Equipment is your local full-service semi-truck and trailer dealership, offering parts, sales, and service. Conveniently located at 5425 Children's Home Bradford Road. Stop in to see their selection of quality-used trucks and trailers, along with new East Dump trailers and Stoughton Grain trailers. Their parts and service departments are ready to assist you in repairing your equipment or upfitting it for additional versatility. For all your truck needs, call Roland Truck and Equipment at 937-548-4200. Roland Truck is proud to be a supporter of Dark County Sports.
Selecti Sports Bar and Grill in downtown New Madison is a place for daily home-cooked lunch specials Monday through Friday. Stop in and visit, and while you're there, make sure to enjoy a pizza, sub, or other popular menu item. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 to 11, and Friday and Saturday from 10:30 to 2:30. Selecti's, 124 West Washington Street in New Madison, 755-4005. Selecti Sports Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of Dark County Basketball.
Back at the battleground on our Graves Fairway Insurance Agency halftime report, it is all Tri-Village here over there, MacFo Fort Recovery, as the Lady Patriots lead it 47-15 here at the break. Time now for a look at our first half stats. They're brought to you by Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies. We will start with Tri-Village. Megan Downing with 15 points. She is a perfect 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Riley Sagister with 14 points. She has connected on 4 3-point baskets. 9 points from Delaney Gray, all in the second quarter on 3 3-point baskets. 7 points from Morgan Hunt. She is 1 of 2 at the line. And 2 points from Tori Richards for a first half total of 47. For Fort Recovery, Callie Wendell with 5 points. She has a 3-point basket. 6 points from Alexis Wendell and 4 points from Whitley Rammel, who is 2 for 2 at the line, for a first half total of 15. Scoring by period, Tri-Village outscores Fort Recovery 27-6 in the first and 20-9 in the second to make our halftime score Tri-Village 47 and Fort Recovery 15. Tri-Village connected on 7 3-point baskets in the first half. Fort Recovery connects on 1 from beyond the arc. Tri-Village is 6 of 7 at the charity stripe. Fort Recovery 2 for 2 at the line. Again, those look at your first half stats. They're brought to you, as always, by Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies. Willie Rammel with 3 fouls in this one. Grace Guggenbiller with 2. Only player with 2 for Tri-Village at the moment. Morgan Hunt, 4 other players, all with 1 foul for Tri-Village. We'll take another quick break here on the Graves Fair and Insurance Agency Halftime Report. When we come back, we'll take a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule and give you an update on our radio game going on right now between the Versailles Lady Tigers and Rushi. Again, that's next on our Graves Fairman Insurance Agency Halftime Report live from New Madison.
SRL Trotline Insurance Agency is an independent insurance agency in downtown Arcana. We have been a trusted source for quality insurance protection for over 60 years. As an independent agency, we work for you to give you the most competitive prices for home, auto, farm, or commercial needs. Call us today for your quote, 937-692-8310. Or like our Facebook page, SRL Trotline Insurance Agency, for fun events and giveaways.
The Jewelry Barn can make all of your jewelry ideas come to life. They specialize in the making of custom jewelry along with jewelry repair, engagement rings, ear piercing, and watch batteries. The Jewelry Barn also buys scrap gold and sells estate jewelry. The Jewelry Barn is located just 1 mile east of Rushi and has a huge selection of in-stock merchandise. So stop by and check them out or give them a call at 526-5557. Make sure to like them on Facebook, too.
You can't beat the excitement of Dark County School Athletics. Two other things in Dark County that you can't beat are the Whistle Stop Bar and Grill, located at 200 South Main Street in Ansonia, and the Sure Shot Tap House, located at 117 East 5th Street in Greenville. You can order ahead of your arrival at either location by visiting whistlebarandgrill.com or calling 937-337-4101 or visiting sureshottaphouse.com or calling 937-459-5117. We hope to see you after the big game.
Your Graves Fairing Agency Halftime Report, Josh Overholster with you. Thanks to folks at Fort Recovery Radio, simulcasting with them here this afternoon, and thanks to Rick Elliott working back at the WTGR studios for us this afternoon. And Rick just provided an update from our game that is live on 97.5 FM right now. End of the first quarter in girls basketball. It is Rushi 10 and Versailles 7. Again, you can find that one live on 97.5 FM. Take a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule. A couple more games for you here this evening, as I will be right back here at Tri-Village tonight as the Preble Shawnee Arrows come to town to take on the Patriots in boys basketball action. I'll have the pregame show right around 7:15 with tip-off at 7:30 live here on WTGR.com. And then our radio game on 97.5 this evening features the Versailles Tigers and the Anna Rockets. That'll be at Anna, pregame at 7:15, tip at 7:30 live on 97.5. Then on Monday, we start tournament action here already. Bradford girls taking on the Southeastern Trojans. That's at Trotwood Madison High School. Pregame at 5:15, tip-off at 5:30 live on the radio. We'll have many more games coming up throughout the week as well, just putting the finishing touches on that schedule. As, of course, we have the girls' tournament brackets out already, boys' tournaments to come. But as always, your best resource to stay up to date on when and where we'll be is going to WTGR.com and clicking on the sports tab at the top of the page. We can tell you for the two teams we have here this afternoon, Tri-Village, they earned the number one seed. They're ranked number two in the state overall, but they had the number one seed in the Division IV girls Trotwood Madison High School section of the bracket. And they will face the number 11 seed East Dayton Christian. That's on Wednesday, February 9th, 5:30 p.m. is the tip time there. Should Tri-Village win, they would face off against another Dark County WOAC foe in Franklin Monroe, who has the number 10 seed, and that would be on Thursday, February 17th at 5:30. For Fort Recovery, they drew the number 6 seed there in the Wapakoneta sectional, and they will play February 17th, 7:30 p.m., Wapakoneta against the number 8 seed in Waynesfield, Goshen. So that's a look at what the two teams have coming up for tournament play. Still a little bit more regular season left for Recovery. They have a game Monday against Minster at home, Tuesday home against Salina as well before tournament gets underway. Tri-Village, their next matchup Monday at Preble Shawnee to wrap up the season with a conference foe before regular season gets back underway for them as well. Postseason gets underway for them. Take one more break here. When we come back, it's second half time. Tri-Village on top of Fort Recovery 47-15 here on Tiger Country.
At Versailles Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, we've created a warm and nurturing setting where memory-impaired residents thrive. Legacy at Versailles, the 16-bed memory care unit, takes a Montessori-based approach and is staffed by upbeat, compassionate caregivers specially trained in Alzheimer's and dementia care. The residents benefit from a customized level of focused care, promoting their well-being and specialized activities program tailored to their unique needs. An enclosed courtyard enables residents to safely enjoy the outdoors. Call Versailles Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center today to schedule a personalized tour. 937-526-5555.
Injuries occur in everyday life and on the athletic field. Where can you go locally to treat those injuries? Wayne Healthcare and their Wayne Health Sports program. Athletes will be evaluated and treated for injuries in a timely manner. The Wayne Health Sports team includes orthopedic surgeons, physicians, podiatrists, athletic trainers, and physical therapists working together to provide optimal recovery from injury. Certified athletic trainers will work with athletes from Ansonia, Franklin Monroe, Greenville, Mississinewa Valley, and Tri-Village to provide coverage for athletes in practice and game situations. Get back in the game. Contact 937-547-5 714 for more information on Wayne Health Sports or on the web at waynehealthcare.org.
Second half getting underway here at the Battleground. Tri-Village with the basketball, but they turn it over as the Fort Recovery Indians come away with it. Here they come now. Teams have switched sides. The Fort Recovery travels from left to right while the Patriots work from right to left. Shot no good, but Ramble is there for the rebound and the putback. She's now got 6 points. Makes it 47-17. Here comes Tri-Village now from right to left. Morgan Hunt with it high on the left. Dribbles to her right now. She's at the top of the key. Continuing her dribble. Now finds Richards in the corner. Thought about the three and goes back to Hunt near the right side wing. Now Hunt dribbles to her left. Almost loses it there around the left elbow. Now to Downing. Down working that left block. Trying to back down Rammel. Kicks it out to Richards for three. Right side wing. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Rammel and Callie Wendell both come down with it. Fighting over it. And they realize, hey, we're teammates. And Wendell will ultimately come away with the basketball. And she has it poked away momentarily by Sagister. And now over to Grace Guggenbiller. Drives and puts up a two-point shot. It's up and in for Grace Guggenbiller. 47-19 now the score, as four consecutive points to start the half for Fort Recovery. Sagister with it high on the left. Finds Morgan Hunt wide open for three. She'll shoot it, and it rattles out. No good. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Indians on a little 4-0 run here to start the second half, and they come up with the rebound there. And they just threw it away. Pass was going toward Rammel, and Rammel looks to Pearson. Just miscommunication there. Rammel never saw the pass coming. It'll be Tri-Village ball. 47-19 is the score. Patriots on top. Here's Morgan Hunt. Hunt to Torrey Richards to Sagister between the circles. Sagister to Downing, working that high post. Now to Hunt, and then Richards on the near side wing. Torrey Richards looking for a cutter. No one there. Now finds Sagister. Here between the circles, right back to Richards. Thought about the three, tries to feed Downing, but it's well defended down low by Whitley Rammel. Hunt now goes to Downing to a cutting Sagister, but it's poked out of bounds. Good defense there from Alexis Wendell and the Indians. It'll be Tri-Village ball on the baseline. Indians again with a nice little start here to the second half on a 4-0 run so far to start half number two. And here's Richards. Richards tries to feed Hunt down low. Hunt is fouled. That'll be Rammel's fourth. That team's first of the half, and again, Rammel's fourth. That puts Hunt at the line to shoot two. She's 68% on the year and one of two so far this afternoon. And her first one's well short off the front of the iron, no good. Substitution for Fort Recovery. Rammel will check out with that fourth foul, replacing her in the lineup, number 20, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Hunt at the line for one more. And she knocks it down. Splitting the pair and makes it 48-19. Tri-Village with the lead. Fort Recovery with the basketball. 5:35 left, third period. And here's Pearson. Pearson tries to drive against Richards, loses the ball. Sagister comes away with it, and Sagister gets tripped up by her own player. Torrey Richards bumped into her, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery ball. Indians with it here. Pearson brings it across at center circle from left to right. Has it poked away by Richards. It's out of bounds. Possession stays with Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp inbounds from in front of her own bench. Gets it in to Callie Wendell. And out of Alexis Wendell. Alexis stops at the right elbow and puts up a shot in the paint, and it's up and in. Alexis Wendell now with 8 points in this one. She just averages two on the year. But having a nice game here with 8 points. 48-21 is the score. Tri-Village with the lead, but a 6-1 run to start the second half so far by Fort Recovery. Here's Delaney Gray near corner. Now to Downing, back to Gray. She'll launch a three. No, short off the iron. Rebound, Hunt. And dishes to Downing. Downing cannot get the shot to go. Rebound, Fort Recovery. The score. Indians with it. Driving. Shot blocked there by Megan Downing. Pearson put up the shot. Ball goes out of bounds off of Tri-Village. Will stay with Fort Recovery. Well, you know, Tri-Village, they're up 48-21. They're going to win this ball game, but give Fort Recovery credit for how they come out here in the third quarter after being down 47-15 at the half. Fort Recovery still playing here, then outscoring Tri-Village 6-1 in the third quarter, and we're 4 minutes into the third quarter. And that's still with the Tri-Village starters on the floor as well. So they have a reach-in foul here against Tri-Village. And the foul is going to be on Morgan Hunt. That's her third. Team's first. And we got a timeout taken by Tri-Village. We'll step aside as well. Tri-Village 48, Fort Recovery 21 on Tiger Country.
If your window stick, slip, squeak, or leak.
Replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacements into serious home improvements.
Ah. Stop in at Wartz Lumber, 36 North Stephen Street in Versailles, or call 526-4501.
And back at the battleground out of Coach Brad Gray's first timeout of the contest. 30-second timeout, and it'll be Fort Recovery with the basketball with 3:54 left. In the third period, inbound pass goes to Alexis Wendell. Alexis hands it off to Callie Wendell. She will put up a three. It is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound, Megan Downing. Now to Hunt. Here come the Patriots. Right to left. Hunt on the right side wing. Now to Sagister, top of the key, thought about a long-range three. Goes to Downing, now to Delaney Gray in the corner on the near side. Back to Downing, working that left block, kicks it out to Hunt. Top of the key, Hunt drives, goes up, right-handed layup, and it rattles out, no good. Downing offensive rebound, and the putback is up and in. That is actually the first basket from the floor for Tri-Village in the second half, coming nearly 5 minutes in. Ball tipped out of bounds here. It's off of Morgan Hunt. Possession stays with Fort Recovery. 50-21 is our score. Torrey Richards checks out as Caitlin Robinson checks in. Robinson, another one of those seniors being recognized here on Senior Day. 3:05 left, third period. Indians with the ball. Shot there is short for Callie Wendell. Rebound, Tri-Village. Sagister brings it across at center circle. Beast Downing in the post. Left-handed layup up and in and a foul. Downing now has 19. Foul will be on Kennedy Mullenkamp, her first, team second. Downing a perfect 5 of 5 at the free throw line so far this afternoon, and she can get to 20 points if she knocks this one in, and she does. The score, 2:53 left, third period. Indians with the ball. Pearson comes near side on the wing to Grace Guggenbiller. Now down baseline to Callie Wendell. Wendell goes to Alexis Wendell on the right side wing. Now top of the key, that's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks for a cutter, and she gets a screen, goes to the left, looks to go all the way, and has her shot blocked by Megan Downing, but Downing will be called for the foul. That'll be her second, team second. And the free throw shooter will be Kennedy Mullenkamp, looking for her first points of the afternoon. She averages 4 points a contest, and her first is up, and it is good. Molly Scantlin and Bella Black will check in for Tri-Village. Morgan Hunt and Delaney Gray will check out. One more free throw coming here from Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she knocks it down. 2 for 2 on the trip. Indians are 4 for 4 at the line so far today. Tri-Village with the basketball. Down to the corner, Scantlin to Downing, high post to Hunt. That's Riley Sagister, cuts the basket and gets the left-handed layup up and in. Sagister now with 16. Makes the score 55-23. Tri-Village on top. 2:05 left, third period. Pass down low, and it goes out of bounds off of one official says it was off of Scantlin. The other official says no, it's off of Fort Recovery, and it will be Tri-Village basketball. Bella Black gets it in to Sagister. Still some full court pressure here being shown by Fort Recovery on the inbound. Tri-Village able to beat it. Downing. Now 3-point shot near side of the corner. Out no good for Robinson. That would have been a big basket for a senior there to get. Robinson doesn't get a ton of playing time. That would have been a big three. Jump ball called. The Tri-Village crowd having a little fun, giving the refs a little bit of a hard time there. It'll be Indian basketball. Refs and Brad Gray laughing about it. Just kind of having some fun here. 3-point shot near side wing rattles out. No good for Callie Wendell. Rebound goes to Tri-Village. 55-23 is our score on the Dickman Supply scoreboard with Tri-Village on top. Sagister will launch a three. Got it. Sagister now with 5 3-point baskets in this contest. and extends the lead to 58-23, and that would be the threshold to get us to a running clock. So it'll be a running clock here unless Fort Recovery can get the deficit to 30 or under. Here's a three-point basket, no good from Callie Wendell. Offensive rebound, put back, no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Tri-Village ball. Bella Black to inbound, gets it to Sagister, to Downing, to Sagister. Still in the backcourt, now Downing gets it across the timeline, finds Bella Black, and now to Sagister, feeds Downing to Robinson. She drives, feeds Downing. Downing working in the paint, her shot's no good, but it's fouled. And Megan Downing will head to the line once again. This foul is on Grace Guggenbiller. That's her third, team's third. And Megan Downing goes to the line where she is 6 of 6 this afternoon. 7 of 7. She'll have one more. 8 of 8. What a day for Megan Downing. 60-23 is our score. Shot from half court at the horn is no good from Mara Pearson. And we have reached the end of three periods. We head to the fourth. Our score, Tri-Village 60 and Fort Recovery 23 on Tiger Country as well as Fort Recovery Radio.
The year was 1909. William H. Taft was president. A first-class stamp cost 2 cents. Pittsburgh won the World Series, and Antonia Lumber Company began providing quality materials and friendly service to the community in West Central Ohio. Today, Antonia Lumber Company remains an independent, locally owned and operated lumber yard. Their knowledgeable sales staff will gladly help you plan your next home, remodel, room addition, or agricultural building. Give Antonia Lumber a call at 337-3111 or visit them just south of the tracks at 300 South Main Street.
Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating, 8751 Burns Road in Versailles, is proud to be your local Bryant Heating and Cooling dealer. Bryant offers efficient hybrid heat and geothermal systems that can cut your heating bills in almost half. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating has over 50 years of experience and can take care of your residential and commercial needs. Bill Lawrence Plumbing and Heating and Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, together doing whatever it takes. Call today at 937-526-4705 to learn how you can save.
Here at the battleground, getting set for quarter number four. Josh Overholser here with you. Rick Elliott's back at our WTGR studios this afternoon. 60-23 is our score for Tri-Village with the lead, the number two ranked team in the state of Ohio in Division Four, right behind Fort Laramie, who is ranked number one. Patriots with the ball to start here, quarter number four. And Delaney Gray on the near side wing. Gray tries to find a posted up Downing. Now they do get it to Downing, who lays it up and in. Megan Downing having a great game. 24 points for Megan Downing. Here's Rammel. She'll launch a three top of the key. Well off the mark. Rebound goes to Tri-Village. Up the floor to Downing, and Downing shot no good. Rebound. Downing able to get her own rebound after it bounced around a few times, and now Fort Recovery actually will come away with it. Indians pass it off on the left elbow. That's Wendell, and she's going to be fouled. I believe they'll get Tori Richards here. Yep. For Richards, that's her second, team's third. Indians will inbound from the far sideline. Again, we are under a running clock now with the score at 62-23. Indians with it. That's Maddie Guggenbiller. She goes to drive. Her shot too strong off the glass. Rebound goes to Morgan Hunt and Tri-Village. Hunt will bring it up the floor herself. Tries to feed Downing. She's double-teamed on the left block. They kick it out to Delaney Gray now in the near side corner. Now to Downing on the left wing. Over to Hunt on the right side wing. Hunt gets a screen from Downing and tries to feed Downing now, and Downing's shot's no good, but she's fouled once again and will go to the line once again. Fouls on Callie Wendell, her second, team's fourth. And Megan Downing, who is 8 of 8 on the afternoon at the line, will head to the line yet again, and she is 9 for 9. Substitution. As Kobe Godown, the 5'1 senior, checks in. for Tri-Village. Bella Black also checking in, replacing Hunt in the lineup. One more free throw will come here from Downing to try to get to 10 for 10 on the day. It rattles around and it's good. 64 to 23. Tri-Village on top, 5:35 left. Rammel between the circles. Rammel comes near side, goes for a layup, and is blocked by Megan Downing. Megan Downing with an incredible game here so far this afternoon. Delaney Gray, left side wing, go down, feeding Downing to Gray, near side, to go down. Here's Richards. Richards to Downing, to go down to Delaney Gray. Down to Chloe. Chloe to Richards. Richards to Chloe, go down to Bella Black, to Richards. Down low, Downing, being double-teamed down low. Here's Chloe, go down. Feeds Downing at the free throw line. Here's Bella Black on the right side wing. To Gray, to go down. Left side down to the corner. Black, good ball movement here from Tri-Village. They're being patient. Good defense as well from Fort Recovery, not allowing any easy looks. Downing, double-teamed, spins, and she will be fouled. Foul be on the floor. It's on Pearson, her first, team's fifth. Molly Scantlin will check in for Tori Richards for Tri-Village, and for Fort Recovery, it'll be Elizabeth Alec checking in, replacing Alexis Wendell. Here's Downing with it. Downing goes toward the basket. Her shot's no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Tri-Village. Here's go down to Delaney Gray. Gray to Bella Black. Black to Downing. Downing back and down Ramble and puts a shot up and in. Downing with 26 points. 66 to 23. Rammel driving. Pitches it out. Shot no good. Airball long from Alec. Rebound Tri-Village. Go down. Up to Delaney Gray. Gray to go down into Downing, and she's fouled. This will be on Pearson, her second, team's sixth. Substitution for Tri-Village. Maddie Bennett comes in to replace Bella Black. Couple of subs for Fort Recovery as well. Rammel will check out. And Pearson checks out as it's Maddie Guggenbiller and Molly Martin checking in. Downing gets the inbound pass. Goes up. It's no good, but she's fouled and will go to the line again where she is 10 for 10. Foul is on Maddie Guggenbiller, her first, team's seventh. And Downing goes to the line. Her first is good. 11 for 11 at the line. Downing's, and it rattles out, no good. Well, she was 11 of 11, now 11 of 12. Still an incredible day at the line. She's got 29 points. Here's a three the other way for Fort Recovery. That's no good from Maddie Guggenbiller. Jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow keeps it with Fort Recovery. To 23 to score on the Dickman Supply scoreboard. Tri-Village on top of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Inbound pass here will go to Callie Wendell on the near side wing. Checked defensively by Chloe Godown. Good defense there. Oh, got away with the travel. Ball will go out of bounds anyway on a pass. It'll be Tri-Village basketball. .135 left. They feed Downing. Downing goes up and gets the basket. Downing hits 30 points. And Megan Downing gets 1,000 points. 31 in this contest and 1,000 on her career. Megan Downing, a senior. She gets to do it at home on senior night. 31 points and 1,000 in her career. Well, what a night she's been having, and that's why you can tell Tri-Village kept feeding her the ball, even with the game well in hand, and with Downing already having, you know, 25, 26 points, they just kept feeding her the ball because they knew she was getting close to that 1,000-point mark and able to hit it with that basket. And a technical foul being called against Tri-Village, but that was intentional. The reason for the technical is because of six players on the floor, and Coach Gray, out of that timeout, put those six seniors on the floor. So he gets the technical, but, I mean, again, that was an intentional move. He wanted to have a chance to have all six of his senior players on the floor at one time. So he leaves six in, and those six seniors now come to the bench, those being Molly Scantlin, Delaney Gray, Megan Downing, Caitlin Robinson, Maddie Bennett, and Kobe Godown. Scored as a bench technical, shooting the technical free throws. Now is Fort Recovery. The shooter is Callie Wendell. She misses the first. And misses both, as a matter of fact. No, makes the one. Makes the first, misses the second. I'm sorry. 69-24 the score. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Here's Martin, and now pass stolen away by Bella Black. Black driving, kicks it out. Now pass far side to Ava Pippinger, who's in for Tri-Village. Bella Black to Tori Richards. And Tri-Village is holding the ball here, and we'll try to let that clock wind down. 69-24 is the score. A big win for these Patriots here on senior night. A big night, especially for one of their seniors, and Megan Downing, who reached the 1,000-point plateau at home on senior night. Turnover here for Recovery gets the basketball. 30 seconds left. Indians will fall to 5-15 on the year. They'll stay 2-6 in the MAC. Shot there short, no good. Tri-Village will improve to 19-2 overall, and of course will stay at 10-0. In the WOAC, as the final seconds tick down here. 10 seconds left. That's going to do it. Your final score is going to be Tri-Village 69 and Fort Recovery 24. We'll step aside. We come back with our post-game show. Brought to you by Holman's Insurance. We'll catch up with head coach Brad Gray, catch his thoughts as well. That's coming up next here on Tiger Country.
It's time to get back together with your friends at B-Dub. Reunite over a shareable roster of delicious bar food from your favorite sports bar, like crispy buffalo chicken tots and stacked ultimate nachos you can split with your whole crew, plus juicy chicken sandwiches and loaded hand-smashed burgers that are so good, you'll wonder why you even learned to cook last year. Buffalo Wild Wings. At participating locations, delivery subject to availability, fees may apply.
CF Peppelman Incorporated and Pepcon Concrete is a proud sponsor of all Dark County athletes. They have been serving the community for more than 70 years and specialize in providing building materials to the greater Dark County market, including Miami, Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, and Randolph counties. Conveniently located in Bradford, Versailles, and Union City, CF Peppelman Incorporated is your local supplier for all your concrete, crushed limestone, natural gravel, and building supplies needs. Give us a call at 448-2191, follow us on Facebook, or visit cfpeppelman.com for more information.
No matter the sport, the difference between a winning team and a losing team often comes down to fundamentals. Here at Dicklin Industrial and Electrical Supply, our winning team knows all about the fundamentals. Quality products, knowledgeable service, and fair pricing. That's what's kept us in business for over 60 years. Located in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Stop by or call to learn about our latest Eaton electrical solutions, or visit us online at DicklinSupply.com. Dicklin Supply is now a stocking distributor of solar products.
Are you ready to sell your home and you're looking for maximum exposure?
Then it's time to list your property for sale with the most forward-thinking, innovative brokerage in town. EB Real Estate utilizes an innovative marketing approach and advertises your home beyond the standard real estate website. Did you know that we also market our listings on Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and LinkedIn? EB Real Estate, serving the Miami Valley. Find us, like us, follow us. EB makes it easy.
Looking for a full-service lumber yard? Check out Flag Lumber in New Madison, serving the area since 1888. Flag Lumber is a locally owned lumber yard offering pole buildings, doors and windows, roofing, siding, and cabinets. You can even design your kitchen or bath. Flags can also assist you with your new home, in addition, or remodel. Free delivery available, including to your rooftop. That's Flag Lumber, West Wayne in New Madison, and open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, and Saturday, 7 to 11:30. Call 996-1141 or on the web at flaglumber.com, or check them out on Facebook.
Here on the Holman's Insurance postgame show at the Battleground, where the Tri-Village Lady Patriots get the win over Fort Recovery this afternoon. 69-24 is the final score. Taking a look at our final stats brought to you by Lathan Industrial and Welding Supplies. We'll start with Fort Recovery. 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller. 6 points for Callie Wendell, who had a 3-point basket and was 1 of 2 at the line. 8 points for Alexis Wendell. 2 points for Kennedy Mellencamp, who was 2 for 2 at the line. And 6 points for Whitley Rammel, who was 2 of 2 at the line. 1 3-point basket in the game for Fort Recovery. Again, that coming from Callie Wendell. As a team, the Indians were 5 of 6 at the charity stripe. For Tri-Village, led in scoring by the 6'2 senior Megan Downing on 31 points and 11 of 12 shooting at the charity stripe. She gets to 1,000 on her career at home on senior night. Riley Sagister with 19 points. She connected on 5 3-point baskets. 9 points from Delaney Gray on 3 3-point baskets. 8 points for Morgan Hunt. She was 2 of 4 at the line. And 2 points for Tori Richards for a total of 69. As a team, Tri-Village 13 of 16 at the charity stripe, and they connected on 8 from beyond the arc. Scoring by period, it was Tri-Village outscoring Fort Recovery 27-6 in the first and 20-9 in the second to take a 47-15 lead into the locker room. In the third quarter, Tri-Village outscores Fort Recovery 13-8 to make the score 60-23 heading into the fourth, and Tri-Village outscores Fort Recovery in the fourth frame 9-1 with all 9 of those points coming from Megan Downing to make the final score Tri-Village 69 and Fort Recovery 24. Again, Tri-Village improves to 19-2 on the year in the win. They stay 10-0, of course, in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. For Fort Recovery, they will fall to 5-15. They stay at 2-6 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Next up for Fort Recovery, they are at home on Monday, taking on Minster before taking on Salina on Tuesday, also at home to wrap up their season. Tri-Village wraps up their season next Monday at Preble Shawnee before going into tournament play. Joined now by our winning head coach for the Tri-Village Patriots in Brad Gray. And, Coach, boy, what a ball game here today, and what a way to send out your seniors at the Battleground on senior night.
Yeah, really, really pleased with the way they played today. You know, little nervous. Thank you. A little nervous about, you know, not having practice last couple of days with the weather and everything. And, you know, of course, Fort Recovery, I'm sure, is in that same boat as well. But you never know how kids are going to respond. I thought our kids did a great job setting the tone early in the game. Really, really proud of Megan Downing and the day that she had today. Unbelievable day for her.
Yeah, you got to talk about Megan Downing in this one. On senior night, she goes out with 31 points, 11 of 12 at the line, was 11 for 11, and just missed that 12, but gets to 1,000 and puts up 31 points at home on senior night. It doesn't get much better than that for her.
Yeah, I know. And to be honest, we did not expect her to get to 1,000 today. I'd been working really hard to try to get this game to be played after the Preble Shawnee game that we're making up on Monday, because, you know, that one's on the road. We knew this was our last home game. We thought she had a chance to get it in 2 games. We did not expect her to get it here today, but, man, I'm so glad she did. I mean, what better way to do that than to get 1,000 points, your last home game, senior recognition day? It's going to be a day she's going to remember for probably the rest of her life, and I'm certainly going to remember it.
You come out, you talk about setting the tone coming out, and you look in the first half, really anything for you guys going in. You light up six threes, I believe, and the seven threes in the first half. Four from Sagister, three from Gray, and then the inside game working well with Hunt and Downing as well.
Yeah, you know, when we get the inside out game going like it was today, I think, you know, we pose problems for people. It's a tough matchup. You know, I mean, I know as a coach, if I'm sitting on the other side and you have kids that are scoring inside and the kids scoring outside, it's kind of a, well, what do we do now type of a situation. You know, you don't really know what defenses to go to because, you know, if teams are able to score, you know, from where we were scoring from today, it's just really hard to take something away.
And talk about a defensive effort then as well. You hold Fort Recovery to 24 points. The leading scorer, Mara Pearson, she averages 11 points a game, held scoreless tonight in this one.
Well, you know, she had to deal with Tori Richards, and we've been saying all year, Tori finds a way to kind of erase people. She's really been doing a great job with her individual defense the last half of the season. If you look at the people she's been guarding and the points that they average coming into games and what they leave with after the games are over, she's really been just a lockdown kid. You know, no one talks about that stuff. It's, you know, everybody gives, you know, player of the year type stuff to people who score and rebound and that kind of stuff. But if there was such a thing as a high school player of the year on the defensive side of the ball, I think she would definitely be in the front running for that.
Tournament time coming up. Your draw number one seed taking on East Dayton Christian Wednesday. But one more game before that as you wrap up conference play and try to get a conference championship against Preble Shawnee on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge game for us. Preble Shawnee is really good. You know, they've had a great year this year. We need to win that one to win the league outright. You know, if we don't do that, then we have to share it. And not that, you know, it's good to share, but I don't want to share championships. So hopefully our kids can go take care of business and get the job done on Monday.
And one last thing before I let you go, senior night here, of course. Any final thoughts you want to share on your six seniors on this squad?
Well, they've been special. I mean, you know, today's win is number 91 for them during their time in the program. They're 91-9. They have a chance, you know, if we're fortunate enough to kind of run the table from here on out the rest of the year and win a state title, they have a chance to get to 100 wins for their career, which there's not very many kids that have done that in the course of their careers in the state of Ohio. They could put their names on that list. So we hope they have a lot of work left to do in front of them. I mean, we hope we're playing for another month or so. And but what they've meant to this program, what they've done to continue the tradition and add on to it has been special here.
Well, congrats on a big win today on senior night, and we'll see you come tournament time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Tri-Village head coach Brad Gray. His squad, a big winner on senior night here at the Battleground, 69-24. The final, we take one more break on the Holman's Insurance postgame show. Come back and wrap it up after this here on Tiger Country.
It's basketball season where everyone hopes that their hard work will produce a championship. If you are looking to have your lawn or landscape look like a champion, Flory Landscaping and Lawn Care is the answer at 548-2200. Flory Landscaping and Lawn Care is Dark County's award-winning landscape and lawn care service. Call 548-2200 today and let Flory Landscaping and Lawn Care's hard work make your lawn or landscape look like a champion. We wish all area teams the best of luck this season. Remember, you're all champions.
Lakefield Industrial and Welding Supply has been building a team of professionals for over 50 years to help your business grow. We understand the hard work, communication, and teamwork it takes to create a successful company. Our professional staff will take the time to help you learn the products and knowledge that will save you time and headaches. Let the Lakefield Industrial team's dedication help grow your business with locations in Colder and Greenville.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why Homans Insurance and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact Homans Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agency, at 937-526-4177 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back one final time here at the Battleground on Senior Day, where the Tri-Village Patriots get the win over Fort Recovery, 69-24, the final score. Score update for you from our radio game and girls action. End of the third quarter, it is Rushi 45, Versailles 28. If you want to catch the conclusion of that one, you can do so by going over to 97.5 FM. Back in action here tonight as well. A couple more games for you. I will be right back here at Tri-Village, where the Preble Shawnee Arrows take on Tri-Village in the boys' side of things. That's Should be a good one featuring the number one and number two teams in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Join me around 7:15 for the pregame show. Tip off at 7:30 right here on WTGR.com. Scott Ward will have Versailles at Anna. Pregame at 7:15. Tip off at 7:30 live on the radio side of things. And on Monday, we get tournament coverage started on the girls' side. Southeastern taking on Bradford, Trotwood Madison High School. Pregame at 5:15, tip-off at 5:30, live on the radio, 97.5 FM. As always, you can view our full upcoming broadcast schedule by going to WTGR.com and clicking on the Sports tab. Big thanks to all of our sponsors that make basketball possible here on Tiger Country. Those are Bill Irons Plumbing and Heating, the Graves Fairman Insurance Agency, Holman's Insurance, and Sonia Lumber Company, Buffalo Wild Wings, C.F. Peppelman Pepcon, the Copeland Agency, Dickman Supply, EB Real Estate, Eric Biggs, State Farm Insurance, Flag Lumber, Flory Landscaping, Bollingcamp's Frenchtown Trailer Sales, G&G Floor Fashions, GNB Banking Centers, Hamilton Auto Sales, HometownOpportunity.com, Layfeld Industrial and Welding Supplies, Hometown, R.J. Warner Insurance Agency, Roland Truck and Equipment, Schlechty Sports Bar, SRL Trout Line Insurance, The Whistle Stop, The Sure Shot Tap House, The Jewelry Barn, for Sales Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, Wayne Healthcare, and Ward Slumber. Big thanks to Rick Elliott back at our WTGR studios. Thanks to the folks from Fort Recovery Radio as well, simulcasting with them this afternoon. And my name's Josh Overhalser, saying so long and good afternoon from Tri-Village High School, where the Patriots get the win over Fort Recovery 69-24. Have a great afternoon and hoo day.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.